Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Steven 10 in the morning now, 8:49 here on a Friday morning. Three big things. Supreme Court gives President Trump partial victory on releasing tax returns. Some of the case going back to a lower court. Sedgwick County mask mandate changed. Churches exempt from 45-person gathering limit. Kansas State Fair may be canceled this year. Vendors are bailing. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Midweek this week, the gasoline prices jumped up to about $1.99 a gallon, and that is still where mostly we're seeing the gasoline prices, about $1.99. Anybody backing off has only done so by 1 or 2 cents. I'm seeing $1.98 near Seneca and Harry, and $1.97 near Lincoln and Hydraulic this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 60% chance for rain today, a high of 91 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 75. Saturday, partly cloudy, 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 94. Now light rain, 72 degrees. South wind gusting to 21 miles per hour. U.S. wholesale prices fell 0.2% in June as food costs dropped sharply, offsetting a big increase in energy prices. When it comes to the coronavirus, a medical research group specifically wants people who fall into this category high risk.
This is House Call for Health. Do you go out in public a lot? Are you over 65? Do you have an underlying health condition? If you answer yes to all of these questions, you are at high risk from the coronavirus. But also, you may be a prime candidate for clinical trials for a vaccine. Researchers are gearing up for human vaccine testing, which could start late this month. And they're looking for volunteers, especially people who are considered high risk. Half will be given the experimental vaccine, half will get a placebo. All volunteers will be closely monitored. It's likely some volunteers will get sick. Interested? The website coronaviruspreventionnetwork.org has just gone live. You'll need to fill out a short questionnaire. Volunteers would be taking part in medical history, the race to create a vaccine in record time. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's hopeful a vaccine could be ready by year's end. For more, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Recognizing innovation in the business community. Editor Bill Roy with us this morning, the Wichita Business Journal editor Bill Roy. Bill, tell us about it, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, the WBJ's first virtual awards event. 24 area companies, organizations, and individuals honored at an online virtual event held Thursday, the 5th Annual Innovation Awards. The honorees included Six Meridian, BG Products, Crosslink Construction, and Phoenix Home Care and Hospice. Profiles of all the winners are featured in the weekly edition and online at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Ag Eagle Aerial Systems is relocating its operations from Neodesha to Wichita. The company is looking to expand its manufacturing capabilities to position itself for the drone package delivery market. CEO Michael Droz says the company had looked at locations in two states before landing on Wichita. He says the location was a decision based on the company's desire to tap world-class engineering and aeronautical talent. And a familiar member of the local banking industry retiring, Jeff Ronan's last day as Fidelity Bank's Executive Vice President and Director of Commercial Lending, July 31st. Ronan has been with Fidelity since 2010, began as a commercial lender before being named market president of Oklahoma Fidelity Bank in 2014. He later returned to Wichita to lead commercial lending, treasury management, and private banking. Fidelity says Ronan helped the bank grow commercial and industrial loan balances by more than 300%. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I hope the lightning and thunder and so forth earlier this morning didn't disturb your slumber in any way.
It did kind of wake me up a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you? Yeah. You wanted to run out and cover some weather for us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was about to get in the old mobile unit and get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were. All right. All right. So today is National, you know, it's that time of the year. It's going to be pretty steamy and hot later this afternoon. And you want to think about a nice, refreshing drink, right?
How right.
National Pina Colada Day.
Oh, yeah. This caught includes, in the rain, you bet.
Yeah, cream of coconut and pineapple juice, and is usually served blended or shaken with ice. The first written reference to a pina colada was in 1922. However, two different claims to the invention of the pina colada in 1952 come from San Juan. Neither wavers from their story. So the origin of the pina colada. A lot of times, of course, at the restaurants around town, you'll have a happy hour where the pina colada is featured.
Yeah, drink up.
Right.
Drink up, and there you go. So the Chelly and I like, we like the mojito.
Oh, yes.
However,
tasty.
About 9 times out of 10 in Wichita, you can't get a mojito. We don't have any, mint that's in there? We don't have any mint.
Oh, really?
No, so Shelly's going to grow her own, and we're just going to take it in the restaurant with us. Because,
wow, there you go.
I just think that's deplorable. The mojito.
Those are tasty.
Yeah. Or the pina colada or the mojito or maybe a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer would be good today. All right.
I'll take a pitcher of tumbleweeds. Fine with me.
Okay.
I'm not into yoga. I'm into champagne.
Hello.
There he is.
Mm.
All right. Thank
Classy.
You. Thank
well,
you, Bill.
What are the other lyrics on that?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, listen, we had quite a weather morning this morning earlier. We had a severe thunderstorm warnings all over the area. No major damage reported as we covered the storms for you this morning on a Friday morning. And we got through it okay.
Yep.
A little rain going on, and that's good for the wheat and good for everybody else. So we have some rain to talk about today. All right, there you go. Coming up at Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock this morning, they got a couple of authors on a book called A Convenient Death, The Mysterious Demise of Jeffrey Epstein. That's coming up at Glenn Beck. And then at 9 o'clock this morning in our news, a man is dead after a crash in southwest Wichita. That's our news story coming up, top story at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck. Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Stephen 10 in the morning, 98.7 at 1330, KNSS Wichita, 72 degrees.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.